Hallelujah.
This is the second night of our special visit with Bishop Jesse Saki. And Bishop is a good friend and becoming a better friend for each year. He has been a part of Bishop Dag's ministry for many years. Amen. Even though he has his own ministry, that he follows Bishop, and it's amazing what God is doing in his ministry. It's not only that there are churches in Ghana, but there are churches outside. There are also many who depend on him. Are you there to be fed? And we ourselves, we saw a demonstration of a very interesting teaching gift. Oh yes, oh yes. Then we saw the signs happening. Hey, are you there? I really enjoyed the service, and I believe that we are going to learn more. There was so much insight. Hey, what are they doing there? I was just checking. Please tell, ask your neighbor, are you ready? Uh-huh. Tonight, if while the word is coming, you're on your phone sending a WhatsApp, I prophesy that your phone will get spoiled. Or it will be stolen. Yeah, yeah. For your own sake, because you don't have wisdom. Uh-huh. This is not the time. So if your friend is not here, text your friend and say, okay, I'm going offline now. So, I mean, that's it. That's it. You cannot help again. Isn't it? Oh, isn't it? Yeah, one of the demons that's working in the church now is distraction. Yeah, it's distraction. You know, and people are so distracted. And we have a man of God here. It's not that easy to get him because people are calling him to different places. Yeah. And I am not surprised. It's very clear the reason why. And I believe that he is a voice that God has raised for a time like this. Are you with me? He has a strong evangelistic ministry, moving different to different communities. God is using him to do very powerful things. He was just sharing with us an outreach of a certain kind that they are having in a certain community. Yeah, they're going out there. Just as you have received Holy Spirit, we're all going. Who is the minister? You. So as they've landed in the community, it's not that there's one blow man. You are going to that door. You are going to knock and you are going to minister there. Hey! Hey, ask your neighbor, if it were you, what will he be doing? Will you suddenly get a running stomach or... I think it's very powerful. And that was the strategy the Lord gave him for that particular area. And we are looking forward, Bishop, we are looking forward to hearing how it went, you know, because I think it's a very powerful thing. Amen. It's almost like the multiplied senior pastor. Oh, you don't get it? Yeah, a multiplication. And I believe that the fruit will be multiplied. So I'm expecting to hear wilder things tonight. I would like us, please, you have his video. Yeah, I want us to just play it. Some people were not here last night. It does a much better introduction of our pastor, of our visitor. Tells us more so that you understand that, look, we are not children here. Are you there? For some of us, the way we are, you are the only blow man in town. Yeah. But just so that we can go through it, he's the father of four
Jesse
children.
Jesse Saki is a revivalist and a consecrated bishop presiding over Revival House of Holy Fire, a ministry with branches. He is also the president of Jesse Saki Outreach, aiming at strengthening believers via online networks. As a minister with an apostolic style of calling, he has raised, appointed, and ordained pastors and reverend ministers in Ghana, America, and the United Kingdom. He has traveled extensively by the grace of God, preaching and teaching with tangible signs, wonders, and operating in the prophetic with marvelous testimonies of the power of God to deliver, heal, and take people to the next dimensions of their destiny. He carries an unusual revelatory grace to communicate God's word with power, and thus has published a number of books such as Concepts and Practices in Ministry, The Lost Church, Possessing the Kingdom, and Things That Accompany Salvation. He is married to Reverend Mrs. Harriet with four children coming up in the ministry. Now be blessed with this gift of God.
Hallelujah. I want you to stand to your feet tonight, giving honor to whom honor is due. Help me bring to this pulpit the ministry of God's servant, Bishop Jesse Zaki. Come on, I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you.
Jesus,
I love you.
Lift up your hands unto the Lord.
Jesus, I need you.
Tell him how you love him and how you need him.
Jesus, I feel you and all of your glory. I can get enough of you. Since these are times, times of the anointing.
Sing it unto the Lord. You lift up your hands unto him. This is a relationship song.
Oh, how I love you.
Your relationship with the Lord.
And I delight in
you. We are declaring how much we need him. For he said, without me, you can do nothing.
Yeah.
Speak to him tonight. The Lord, I need a personal encounter with you tonight. Oh, yes, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is in this place. He is here tonight. He is here for you. He just wants to have a time with you, a personal encounter. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise, please. Oh, are you clapping for Jesus like you are clapping for the one who died for you? Who went on the cross for you? We should have been on the cross, condemned and pronounced as worthless, guilty, only good for destruction. But he chose to go there for us because he loved us. Oh, can you appreciate the Lord? Can you appreciate the Lord? You see, Mami, you see, the way the party people appreciate their presidential candidates, even those who are yet to win the primary, so. Those who are yet to win the primaries and become the candidate. When they see them, you see, when they see Dr. Bawumia, Kennedy, Japan, and all those people, last week, go and see how they were giving them fans, you know. And these are people who are coming for just 4 years. So. Just 4 years, if they are fortunate, then they go. But they are likely also to lose, okay? But see the way they appreciate them, give them funds. We have an eternal King who is not coming for 4 years or 8 years. He is forever and ever. Let's celebrate Jesus better than the politicians do. Yes. Amen. Amen. See, my eyes are going round. And I see some ladies. There are some ladyships. Some ladyships. Your ladyship, whatever your name is. And they are shy to appreciate Jesus. Because their beloveds are around. But I think the guys want some ladies who can be excited about Jesus. Smiling, shouting, screaming ladies. Who are not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies who are excited for Jesus. And are jumping and are dancing for Jesus. Ladies who don't care about their hair and about their glasses. Give the Lord a shout. Amen. Hallelujah. When we come to church, we must do something that will make the people out there wonder what is wrong with those people. Amen. The Philistines were shocked when they were going to fight Israel. They thought they had finished them already. Then the Ark of the Covenant came into the camp. And they lifted their voices and shouted. And when they shouted, the Bible says the spirit left the Philistines. The spirit to fight, it left them. You know why? They said they are shouting because their God has come amongst them. And that is what disarmed them, and they could not fight. Amen. May your shouting tonight disarm your enemies.
Para. hear your voice. Let your voice register in the realm of the Spirit. Hey! Somebody, as you were shouting, that subject that has become like a wall of Jericho, that wall is coming down. Yes! That problem in your life that has become like a wall of Jericho that you cannot penetrate, that you cannot cross over, as you are shouting tonight, that wall is coming down. Yeah. The Bible says the Lord is gone up with a shout. And the good news is that the angel of the Lord shall sound the trumpet. And he will come back again with a shout. There is something about shouting. If the Lord himself is recommending it. Hallelujah. Well, clap for the Lord Jesus Christ one more time. It's a good thing to be here. It's an honor to be invited to be here. And I'm so excited with your church already. Hallelujah. Amen. I think I will think of becoming a member here. Amen. Amen. Yeah. It's an exciting church. Amen. And it's a blessed church. I'm so, there's Misha here, yes, and it's powerful, amen. But all these things have been made possible because of the obedience of one man to the Lord, to say yes, amen, and to be in the ministry, leave the medical profession and say yes to the Lord and come and serve God. And out of this one great servant of God, Bishop Doug Ewart Mills, our prophet, our father, our teacher, our evangelist. Now, all of these are happening. Some of you are not clapping because you don't know that somebody laid down his life for you to find a beautiful church like this to be a part of. Amen. Sometimes we don't consider and sit down and ponder, oh, I found a nice church and I'm just there. You have no idea how this church has traveled the distance of time and the things that have gone into it to be here. Amen. So then you appreciate the founder, the man that God has used to bless us with such wonderful churches. Amen. Yes, I was talking to mommy's children and where they are in Madagascar. I mean, I've been to different First Love churches, UD churches in different parts of the world. And it's amazing what God is doing. So you are part of a very great church, a very great family, a good church, a church where you come. By the time you come as a weed smoker, give yourself a few more years, you have become a preacher. I'm surprised you are not clapping. I'm surprised. Some of you, you remember your own story, where you used to be. But imagine you were in another church. Probably you will be bringing the things to church to come and sell. But here, you are trained to be a missionary. Even whilst you are here as a student, you are a bazenta leader or whatever. It's a blessing. Amen. So I want us to appreciate the blessing the Lord has given to us. We are all blessed over here. Tonight, we also want to appreciate Prophet's wife, Amen. Yes. Wherever she is, we pray that yes, Adelaide, he would miss the Lord. Bless you, mommy, for being such a blessing. It's one of the most fantastic people that you can meet. Sweet spirit, always welcoming, always wanting to make you feel very welcome when you meet her. I mean, the spirit of hospitality. Oh, my goodness. It shows the love. I tell you, it's a blessing. Let's celebrate our mommy one more time. Amen. Hallelujah. We celebrate all the bishops and everybody. But tonight also, we want to celebrate. This is the convener, the chairman of Escatos, Bishop Richard Ayi. All the way in the UK. Amen. Fantastic man of God. Amen. I love it when he teaches. He will convince you to receive and believe the word of God. I tell you, even if you are an unbeliever, by the time you finish 3 services with him, something will change about you. Amen. I believe he's an apostle with some grace, church planting, moving here, doing all these kind of things. And you see the work that he has done in UK and other places is so fantastic. It's a blessing for you to be under this denomination, right? Escatos. Have you found the meaning of it? So very soon you will be in some uttermost part somewhere. Amen. Yeah. Believe it, though. You have to believe it. Amen. Yeah. You see, names are containers. And so when you have been given a name like this and you are part of this, start praying that one of these days, I will become this word. Right? I will become it. I will become it. Amen. You don't want to go, so you are not smiling. By the time you are realizing you are carrying your bag and you are entering Kotoka International Airport, you are leaving. Or maybe Prempeh the First International. Amen. I'm excited for you, what God is about to do. Oh, no, no, I'm not joking. I say I'm looking at you. Some of you, one day I'll meet you in Philippines. Will you be there? Okay. All right. Amen. No, it happened literally. One day I was in Amsterdam Airport. I was flying somewhere else. Then I saw some people coming. It was Bishop Fabian, Bishop, at that time, I think Bishop Poko, and a few, they were just coming. We met them and said, Charlie, how? We started talking fancy in Amsterdam. Amen. Yeah, I was going, they were also coming. So shall it be for you. Amen. Yeah, so the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we have someone very special to celebrate tonight. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about your own pastor, your own bishop, a mother to many people, a blessing that the Lord has given. All this that you are seeing by the grace of God. God has a special blessing. Let's celebrate our mommy. Episcopal sister, Joy Philip Bruce. Let's celebrate the gift of God that God has given to us. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mommy, thank you so much. We love you. And then we are expecting you. Yes. So we are going to have a very soon in Takrani. It's going to be very powerful. Amen. Yes, and so we are blessed. Amen. But let's lift our hands and thank the Holy Spirit. Let's thank Him for all that He is exposing to us. Let's give Him glory. Give God the glory for last night and for all that He did and what He has been doing in your life. Some of you are here today. Had it not been the Holy Spirit, you would not be here today. I mean, a time ago, some time ago, He just told you just one word, and that one word delivered you from something you had no idea about. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Thank him. Remember how you were going to write an exam and you didn't know what to do, but he told you, do this, do this, do that. Today I'll tell you something, what the Holy Spirit can do in your life. You know, you were going into danger and he just whispered a word, and that is what saved you. You were about to go somewhere where somehow he restrained you. He said, don't go. And probably you could have died on that journey. By the Holy Spirit, he kept you. A relationship that was going to destroy you, he took you out of it. That is the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Do you remember when he just reminded you of some scripture at a very crucial time of your life? Just one scripture that he gave to you. It has saved you and preserved your life. It was the Holy Spirit that drew you to Jesus. You have friends who have died and have gone, but you are still here. Because the life you used to live with them, the Holy Spirit rescued you and brought you out. It could have been that when that friend was having that accident or having that kind of issue that took his life, you could have been with him or her. But here you are in the presence of God because of this one special personality called the Holy Spirit. He's the one that has kept us. He's our helper. So lift your hand and say, thank you for all you have done. Today you are a pastor. You are a reverend. You owe it to the Holy Spirit who has brought you this far. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all you are to us, for all you do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank him for the gifts. Thank him for your ministry. Thank him for the call that is upon your life. Thank him for the grace to preach, the grace to sing, even the grace to dance, the grace to do all of these things. Had it not been the Holy Spirit, we could not do such things. It is him that we owe all the glory to, and we give it to him tonight. Father, we thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you for such a precious gift that you have given unto us. You give us yourself through the Holy Spirit. We pray that help us to know him more. Help us to relate to him better. Help us to enter into a deeper fellowship with him. Help us to walk deeply with him from this time forward. Help us, Holy Spirit, that we can know you, hear your voice, see what you are doing, so we can follow you. Above all, tonight, we ask that help us to become available vessels unto you. From today, let someone's relationship with you change. Let someone's relationship with you be deepened. Let someone desire never to lose you in their lives. Let there be an insatiable hunger in our hearts and a thirst for you more and more. I pray for your people. Open our eyes of understanding, Lord, and let something drop into our spirit that will build us up. And we vow to give you glory for all that you will do. We glorify you for last night and all that you did. Receive all the glory. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody just received a miracle. Amen. All right. Take your Bible and stand with me to Acts chapter number 1. Acts chapter 1. Amen. Verses 1 and 2, and then 4 to 5. Amen. Jesus was about to go, and so there were some events that Luke had recorded, and they have been named as Acts of the Apostles. This is the beginning of it. It said, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen." Let's jump to verse 4. "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Amen. May this happen for someone tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. Tonight I want to speak about the workings of the Holy Spirit through human vessels. The workings of the Holy Spirit through human vessels. Amen. We hear about the Holy Spirit, but sometimes we don't understand how important we are to the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's all because we look at ourselves, we look at our weaknesses, we look at our sins, our shortcomings. Somebody said we look at our sins and our iniquities, our trespasses and transgressions. Amen. All these are in our minds. So we see ourselves more worse off. Because sometimes practically, if you be honest with yourself, you wonder why you are even in church. No, not all of you, some people. And they are not here tonight. So they won't hear what I'm saying unless they go and watch the message. Amen. But we look at our failings and our shortcomings, and we look at all the things that we think we are disappointing the Lord in. How many know I'm talking to real people? Yes. So the feeling of unworthiness, we don't talk about it, but it is deep within us. That's why they want to make you a shepherd. You are giving all kinds of excuses, That's why you are not accepting to be a basenta leader. You are not accepting anything. Even stand at the gate and direct people, you don't want to do it. Because some people may be coming who may say, "I remember this guy. I remember this lady," So sometimes, and this thing they remember is some time ago. It's not now. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the enemy finds ways to let us block ourselves from becoming available vessels to the Holy Spirit to use us. Amen. Some of us, when our classmates realize we have become pastors, they will open their mouth. If you can become a pastor, me, I can be the Pope. yes, things of that nature. So those things inhibit us from availing ourselves to the Holy Spirit. But this scripture that we have read, Jesus was talking to people who had just disappointed him a few weeks ago. Can you imagine that? Just 40 days down the line, these were people that were nowhere to be found. They all ran away except John that stood by the cross. Amen? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. So I want to tell you that the Lord knew about all the disappointment you were claiming you are disappointed in before he even called you. But he still has confidence that one day you will become better. Oh, who am I prophesying about? That
that one day you will become a vessel that the Holy Spirit can use. So tell your neighbor, God has confidence in you. So don't worry about yourself. Tell the person you are enough for what the Lord wants to do. Oh, you should be smiling at that, to be hearing that thing, that you are enough for what the Lord wants to do. Amen? No. It is something to wonder about. These are people who have just disappointed you and they betrayed you, did all kinds of things, but Jesus still came back to them because there was a purpose for which God has raised them, and the Holy Spirit was about to come, and the Holy Spirit would need them to do what he had to do with them. So let's forget about what you have done. Let's look at what you can become. That is what Jesus was telling them. Are you clapping for Jesus? Some of you, in 3 years' time, you will be amazed what the Lord will be doing with your life. And somebody is saying 3 years is too far. Beginning from next week. And somebody is saying next week is too far. Starting from tonight, the Lord is going to find a vessel in this place to use for something amazing. Hallelujah. If we get to know the Holy Spirit and his purpose on this earth, you will see how important you are to God. Hallelujah. Because without you, without us, without human vessels, the Holy Spirit will not do anything here on earth. Are you understanding that? Yes. So Jesus gathered them and he told them that go and wait for the promise of the Father. And the promise was that there is one that is coming after me that John the Baptist prophesied about. He said, when he comes, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. And Jesus did ministry here on earth for just 3 years. Everything you hear in the word of God that Jesus did, it looks like years, but it was only 3 years. The rest he left for us human beings with all our shortcomings and problems and everything. But the difference is that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he turns you into another kind of person. He turns you into another version of a human being that you begin to do things that are beyond your ordinary abilities and everything that you can do by yourself. Am I talking to somebody? So the Holy Spirit is in our life to empower us to go beyond our human limitations and be used by God to demonstrate his power and to bring out the extraordinary things in this sophisticated world. Ordinary human beings are doing things with AI. Wonders. How much more God, that we have limited him so much, it looks like AI is greater. But we have something called the supernatural power of God. And if people are demonstrating AI, we must demonstrate SI. Supernatural intelligence. Oh, is somebody ready for a higher version? For them, it's technology. But for us, it's a manifestation. Oh, I don't think you get it. If you knew what the Holy Ghost is about to do with your life, you will be screaming and shouting. There's something more powerful than AI is coming. They said they have ChatGPT, right? Ask him anything, he will give you an answer. But there is something called the gift of the word of knowledge. That one, you don't need to press a phone to get it. The Holy Spirit drops it within your spirit. And something that happened some time ago, which you were not there, he goes to pull the records from the archives and bring it. And as you are declaring it, somebody is standing there and said, hey, no. This is supernatural intelligence at work. Am I talking to somebody? And somebody is about to move into that prophetic grace. I'm talking about tonight. Somebody is about to be ushered into that prophetic grace. That you will start saying things that happened at the time you were not there. But by the connection and the power of the Holy Spirit activated in your life, it will be like you were there when it happened. These are all the things that are available to us, and we have left them, and then we are just doing other things. But I see it coming back. I see angels all over this place picking and selecting people that are going to be used mightily of the Lord. Somebody is here. You will walk into a house and start telling people in the house you are meeting for the first time things about themselves that they will be amazed. That one, I'm seeing somebody who have entered a house and you are prophesying to people in the house, and the things you are saying about them, they themselves don't know about it, but somebody there knows what is being said, and they're saying that, yes, this thing is true. It is something you don't know, but I know it happened. May it happen for that person. May the Lord pick you out, and you are the first person in your family that God is going to raise for such a thing. And it will be a blessing. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to take common, ordinary human beings and turn them into a sign and a wonder. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because this is, why didn't Jesus stay here to continue the ministry? I think that the best thing should have been that you have died and you have resurrected. Everybody knows you died and now you are alive. Wouldn't that have been powerful for people to believe and to have all the people in the world saved? But I have a surprise for you. It wouldn't have worked. You know why? The Bible says when Jesus resurrected from the dead that Sunday morning, the soldiers that guarded the tomb, they saw him come out. They saw the man put in the tomb and sealed. But there was an earthquake and the stone was rolled away. And the man walked out. And they went to say, yes, we saw him. He walked out and said, no. Take this money, and go and say that he did not rise from the dead. The disciples came and stole his body. Can you imagine people who saw Jesus come out of the tomb? Take money and go and say that he did not rise from the dead. We were there. We were sleeping. And the disciples came. When we saw it, they had put him in an aboboya and they have taken him away. And the people said, take the money. We ourselves, we will be your defense lawyers. We will talk before the Pilate for you so that nothing will happen to you. And you know what the Bible wrote? And it said, that story is believed till today. Check it, it's in your Bible. Yes. The Jews, they talk about Jesus. Oh, the guy that was stolen. Yeah, they don't believe it. So if Jesus had stayed here, they still wouldn't have believed. They would have called him an apparition. Yes, it is something that, you see, human beings always try to trivialize supernatural things and explain them away. You know? But what will be something for somebody to believe is that we all knew you, we went to school with you, but how come that these things are now happening in your life? There must be something about this Jesus. There must be something about this power of the Holy Spirit. That is where you come in. That is why you are so important when it comes to the Holy Spirit function here on earth. Some of you, you look at your results from school and you think that God can't do anything with you because you have never gone past an E before. And your best is an E. And your favorite is an F. You know, so sometimes you look at yourself and say, oh, this one, I mean, even my teacher said I'm useless. So what can God do with him? But I have a surprise for somebody. The Bible says God has taken the weak things of this world, the best things of this world, the things that are outcast, the things that people have discarded, And he said, I will confound the wise and the prudent with such things. I came to speak to someone who thinks you are a failure and you cannot do anything. Very soon, the world will hear about you. People will hear about you. The people there, they don't believe. People will hear about what the Lord is doing with your life. Tell somebody tonight is your night. That the Holy Spirit is going to do something with your life. If you believe you are the one, shout, I am the one the Lord is talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. God is about to shock your family with you. God is about to shock your classmates with you. God is about to shock your enemies. And the people who thought that you are finished, you will never make it, they should get ready. Because something awesome is about to happen. Can I prophesy to all the young people? This is your time. This is your moment. This is your season. You have not just come to church. God has gathered you and is preparing you for something. This has been prophesied. Joel prophesied it. And he said, in the last days, the Lord says, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And they shall see visions. Am I talking to somebody here? And the last days, Jesus gave the signs. He said, you will see nation going after nation. War. Is there a war in Russia and Ukraine? Yeah, and different places. They are threatening a third world war. All kinds of things that happen. Sudan, everywhere. Somalia, all those things. They are not just breaking news. Hamas and Israel and all the things happening. Iran. These are Bible days that are being unfolded. These are the prophecies of Daniel, of Ezekiel, of Zechariah. The things that Jesus spoke about. He said there will be earthquakes. I saw a flood in Texas. It was terrible. The one in North Carolina, different places. I mean, it's serious. And we read them as news. CNN will come as breaking news, BBC, and whatever the things. A plane took off in India. I was watching the thing. They just like that. Are you getting that? These are not just news. They are biblical prophecies that are being fulfilled. The people that must take note of such events are young people who the prophecy also attached you to. That in the times when these things are happening, look out, because the Holy Spirit is about to be poured out upon young people in the times when all these bad news are taking place. So it's not all bad news, bad news, bad news. There is also good news in the midst of the bad news. And the good news is what is going to happen to you. And what is going to happen with you. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. So you are not meant for just phones and tablets and Instagram and all those things and TikTok, and that's what you are spending your time on. It is time to shift and spend your time with the Holy Ghost. You see, they are not interested. If I had said you are going to receive the latest phones, the latest iPhones, and you would have seen your excitement in this place. Okay, receive new phones. Even after I've told them, you see, they say, I receive it. They like phones more than the Holy Ghost. They like phones more than the power of God. They want to tell their friends, this is the latest model. It just came this morning. And I'm the first one to receive it. Tell your neighbor, so what? The phone you were excited about last week, already you are tired of it. You are looking for the next one. Am I talking to somebody? Look, the real things, they are there. The real things is the power of the Holy Ghost at work in your life. As for that one, it never expires. So it is always there for you. Never. It rather grows and becomes more desirable. Yes. Amen. I'm speaking to somebody here who used to be first from the bottom in your class. You are first down there. But when the Holy Ghost comes upon your life, You will be known as the first at the top. Am I talking to somebody here? That is how important you are to the Holy Spirit. Huh? The Holy Spirit wants to raise the dead. But God has designed it in such a way that no spirit can operate on earth without a human entity, without a physical vessel. He has designed it this way, that the realm of the earth is for physical beings. The spirits can operate in the realm of the spirit. But for them to do anything that calls for a manifestation here on earth, they need a human vessel. Even evil spirits, they need human vessels to operate. The madmen you see moving around and all the things they do, an evil spirit is in them that is working. For the evil one to manifest his works, he has to find somebody, an unfortunate person, and possess the person and strip him or her naked and cause her to walk in the street and misbehave. So that we can know that there is someone called the devil. If the devil needs people to manifest himself, how much more God, whom people cannot see? So the way God can be seen is the working of the Holy Spirit through your life and through my life. Then people realize that this one, it is not a human enterprise. This one is the work of the Holy Spirit that is being worked. I mean, you just came from lectures and they said someone has died. And you just went and prayed in the name of Jesus, get up. And the person gets up. Oh, I don't think you are ready for such things. I don't think somebody is ready for such things. You are waiting for your graduation. That is what you are waiting for. But I came to tell you, wait also for the graduation of the Holy Spirit. The day the Holy Ghost will do a miracle with your life, that one will be more celebrated. It will be celebrated both in heaven and on earth. Am I talking to somebody here? Check your neighbor and say, you are the one the Lord is talking about. Or if he's not receiving it by faith, go to another person and say, you, I don't believe you have faith in such things. I don't believe you have faith in such things. And tell somebody, that is why you are in church. Amen. I can't wait to hear your testimonies from Madagascar and what God is doing there. I can't wait to hear what is going to happen after this convention. That in your hostel, miracles have started happening because the Holy Ghost has found you there. Shout yes! Amen. We hear of the Holy Spirit all the time. We talk about him, we preach about him. But for some of us, he has not become real. He is like a story that we are always hearing. Okay, but you have to understand the relationship between you and the Holy Spirit. Now you have to cross from the place of walking in generalities of the Holy Spirit and desire to have a personal encounter with the Holy Spirit. It is because of that that we don't see many signs and wonders, because people are walking oblivious of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit with them. Are you getting what I'm saying? Last night I told you, we come to church and then we pray and then we say, Holy Spirit, we invite you to come. I mean, we are now inviting him to come. After starting the service 35 minutes ago, he's now the new guest who is coming in. You know? And it's all because we don't know him. Jesus said, he will be upon you, and he will be in you, and he will be with you forever. Did he tell he was going to buy tilapia and come? And he has waited, and you are waiting for so long, he hasn't come. So now you are asking him to come so that we can do the service. You know, he came with you. He is with you. When you were sleeping, he was there. When you woke up, he was there. You didn't brush your teeth, he was still there. Oh, am I talking to somebody?
Oh, yeah. Yes. When you were eating the banku, he was there.
Oh.
Huh? When you were eating the banku, you didn't invite him. So now we have put on our religious garment. We are coming to be, and we think that we come into the church to find God. When he's already with us, he is in you. That's why you are saved. Amen. Our mind is that this is the church. It's only a building. When we live here, it can be used for lectures. We can set up tables here and turn it into a restaurant right now. And do exams here. They can come and do exams and pay the church, you know. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. You can put up a menu here and then serve tilapia and banku and everything. It only becomes a church when we are here doing church things. Then the people can tell the difference that, oh, that is a church. It's not a chopper. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. So, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, he said, are you not aware that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? So the real church is you. You see, they still don't get it. They said, we have a mind that the church is a building. Uh-huh. So the church is you. Where is the scripture? What? Know ye not that what? Your body that you are saying is not nice. Because your ears are big. That's why you're always covering it with your hair. Okay? It's not just a style, it is to cover something that you don't appreciate. Because your ears look like your grandfather's own, which you don't like. Amen. Somebody told me, said, my ears are too small. I don't like it. Amen. Yes. You don't like the shape of your nose. You wish it had changed. Michael Jackson went and changed her face. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. Some of you stand in the mirror and say, look at somebody standing there. Because you are comparing yourself to your friend. Oh, am I talking to somebody? The Bible says those who compare themselves with themselves, they are not. I am not the one who said it. The Bible said it. Right? So tell your neighbor, it's not about how your face looks like. Or your big head. Or your slender head. Or your long face. Or your face that is too broad. Like a giant scream. That's how people describe themselves. So, is that look at his face like he's talking about himself? You know, your hair is not growing. So, every time you go and buy this, you are complaining and murmuring. Look at all the money I'm spending. If this hair had grown, I wouldn't be. How many know what I'm talking about? At yourself and say, look, me, I'm too fat. Too. My friends are even laughing at me. Somebody is also saying, I am too slim. I wish I can put on some. That's why you can sit down and eat 40 lapias and then you want to put on weight. Oh, am I talking to real people here? Hey, but it is ending tonight. Because you just heard the good news. God says, this body that you don't like, that is my temple. Oh, I don't think you are ready for such things. That is what I want to use. The face that you say is not nice. That is the temple the Holy Ghost wants to be in to do signs and wonders and miracles. Shout yes. This life that failed every exam is what the Holy Spirit says, I want to raise the dead. try to explain the supernatural mind of God about you with your natural circumstances and your natural occurrences. You will be missing out on something that is your destiny. But because of what you have been through, you can easily sacrifice it and abandon it for something. But thank God that you have been chosen and elected and selected. Who is the Lord talking about in this place? So you have to believe what God is saying. Everything with us and God, first and foremost, is about believing. We don't see God, and He has intentionally left His soul. Because if we saw God, in 3 days we'll be too familiar with Him. It happened to Jesus. He came to Nazareth. They only knew Him as a carpenter. They could not accept Him as any other thing. Because they remember how He fixed their beds and roofed their houses for them. That's all they could see about Him. So when He came, He said, the spirit of the Lord is at Him for near. What is He talking about? We know you. What is that? We know you. We know you. I was even waiting for you to come and repair my broken chair. Now you say you are what? And He was there to heal their diseases. They could only reduce Him to a level of a carpenter. That is why God doesn't make us see us. So you have to believe. Whatever the Bible says about the Holy Spirit, the first and foremost thing to become a vessel to be used is to believe that there is a Holy Spirit. And I believe in Him. And I believe that what the Bible says He can do, He can do. That is the first thing. Amen. The first thing about supernatural things is that you have to believe. If you don't believe it, it won't happen for you. You know, Jesus was walking on the water, which, I mean, fishermen were in a boat. Remember, Peter was there, James and John, accomplished fishermen. And they saw Jesus coming from the mountain. He had gone to pray. I wonder what kind of wild prayers he prays that when he was coming down the mountain, there was no difference between land and water. He just kept walking. He was moving from the mountain. He came. This is the sea. When he got there, there was no difference. He was still walking. Oh, say the power of God is here. Yeah. He was just walking. You see, prayer can put you in a certain realm. If you pray to a certain... I mean, he had gone to pray. There's a man who could pray and his whole countenance will change. Right? So, there is a realm where you can enter. When you appear, there's no difference between land and water. He started walking on it. Then Peter, the evidence, it's a ghost. It's a spirit. I said, hey, cool. It's me. Relax. It's me. He said, Jesus. He said, yeah, I told you it's me. I said, what? Oh, if it is you, then let me also walk on the water. You know what Jesus did? Jesus said, come. Peter just stepped out of the boat. Walked on the water. I started walking on water. You don't understand what is coming upon you. Jesus was showing that it is possible for a human being to walk in the supernatural. So he started walking. Then Peter said, look, I'm a fisherman. I am an experienced fisherman. Men don't walk on water. Immediately he began to sink. Then he said, Lord, have mercy on me. Jesus reached his hands and then let him stand again. You know the question he asked him? Why did you doubt? The only difference between a human being walking in the supernatural and one that is not in the supernatural is your believing. If you believe, he says all things are possible. So believe in the supernatural. Believe that the Holy Spirit can use you to. The reason why we don't avail ourselves is we don't believe that the Holy Spirit can use us to do anything. Are you understanding that? Yeah, so you have to believe it, that it is possible. God says he will use me, he will use me. And believe in the Holy Spirit. Are you understanding that? Put your hand on your heart and say, I believe. Say, I will believe from today. The second thing you have to do is to have an ever-present consciousness of the Holy Spirit. That always, always, you remember there is somebody called the Holy Spirit. And he is in me. Be conscious of that. The glasses you are wearing, are you not conscious of it? Are you not conscious of it? The dress you are wearing, are you not conscious of it? The shoes you wear, are you not conscious of it? What else are you conscious of? A lot. Because they are with you. And so you have to have that consciousness that the Holy Spirit is with me. And acknowledge him every now and then. Be like a mad person talking to somebody others don't see. Don't even bother whether people think you are correct or not. Yeah, I mean, you are walking around talking to the Holy Spirit. You are driving, talking to the Holy Spirit. You are in the bathroom, talking to the Holy Spirit. Amen? Are you going to do that? Yes. When you begin to do that, he will also start relating with you. That consciousness, it has to be there. Simply because Jesus said, he will abide with you forever. Not for a season. Amen? If I come to your house and you make me feel welcome, will I stay or not? But when I come and you don't talk to me, you ignore me, you don't greet me, as if I don't exist. Even when you are passing, I'm sitting there, you are not even looking in my direction. You know, when I get tired, I'll start keeping quiet. I won't say anything. I won't sing. I won't do anything. And when I feel I've been ignored far enough, I just pack my bags and I go. The Holy Spirit does not leave, but he goes quiet. That's why you don't feel him. Nothing happens because we ourselves, we are not making him feel like a VIP. We are not making him feel welcome and acknowledge him and always let him feel like he is an important part of our lives. So from today, always talk to him, acknowledge him. Find something to tell him. Just tell the Holy Spirit, I like you. I love you. Oh, that thing you did in my life, I really enjoyed it. You know? Yes, this thing that, even what happened here last night. Oh, Holy Spirit, I enjoy it. You will have more. To him that has, shall more be given. But to him that has not. Actually, the actual translation, to him that says he has not. Even that which he has shall be taken away from him. Are you understanding that? That book is powerful. I mean, it cuts across everything. If you say you have money, you will have more. If always offering time, you say you don't have money. Even that which you have shall be taken away from you. By your blender breaking down, your iron spoiling, your phone getting lost, and you have to buy a new one. You say you don't have money, so you won't give offering. So even the little you have shall be taken away from you. Those who don't give offerings. Because you say you don't have it. Meanwhile, you have money for watching. You have money for everything. You have money for your hair. You have money for even things you have gone to borrow. And you are paying by installments. I'm talking to somebody. Yeah. So if you also don't acknowledge the Holy Spirit, even the little presence will be taken from you. Are you understanding that? So you have to acknowledge him all the time. Number three, you have to desire to have him showing up in your life. That you have not just heard the stories about the Holy Ghost, but these things that I'm hearing, I want to experience them. I want to encounter them. I need them. I want them. Do you get things you order for? If you order things from Temu, do you get them? Do you get them? Yeah. I ordered some things. As I was here, my administrator called me, so they have brought the things. Because I ordered them. Are you understanding that? If you don't order anything, you won't get anything. So in the spirit, you also have to place others in the Holy Ghost. Yes. Paul taught us, he said, covet spiritual gifts. The Bible says, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, your neighbor's property. But one thing the Bible permits you to covet is spiritual gifts. He says, covet them. Covet them. You are only ordering peppermint cream. You are ordering food. You know all the numbers to contact. At what time to order what you want. Somebody is placing others on all these people. If you call them at this time, you won't get it. But you don't know how to order spiritual things. Oh, from today, I give you the number to order. Receive the numbers to order spiritual things. Order anointing. Order the power. Order miracles. The Lord, I place an order in the realm of the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost. The Lord, I want to see signs and wonders and miracles. It's an order you are placing. And Jesus said, you don't have because you don't ask. You don't have because you don't receive because you don't ask. You don't seek for it. It is not open to you because you do not walk, knock. But he said, if you knock, if you seek, it shall find, it shall be given unto you. Amen. Luke 11:13, he says, you who are evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So the reason why is that you are not asking for him. You are asking for money. All the time, disturbing heaven with your beloved issue. Are those people here? Every prayer topic, beloved, is inside. Mommy, you will be amazed. If we give pieces of paper right now, everybody write your prayer request. 10 of them. Number 1 is what? Number 2 is what? Number 3 is what? Number 4 is what? Number 5 is what? Number 7 is what? Number 9 is what? Number 10 is what? You will be surprised that from 1 to 10, there will be nothing like Holy Spirit. Nothing. Nothing. Tell your neighbor, that is why you are what you are. And that is how you are. That is why you are how you are. Huh? Sometimes the angels look at our prayer request and these people, the things we angels we wish we had, it has been given to them. Now look at what they are asking for. Oh, but I see somebody from tonight. You are going to experience something that will transform and totally change your life. Shake your neighbor and say, I see the supernatural working in you. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is just looking for people. He's looking for vessels. Because the Bible said that our temple, our body, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That means without you, the Holy Spirit cannot function. Yes. Do you see that the church can die because they don't have a building? Today they go there, they sack them. Today they go there, they sack them. The people just start scattering one by one. And before you find out, the church is no more. If people cannot find a building to function as a church. If the Holy Spirit does not find you, he can also not function, because you are his temple. If we don't have a building, we can't have a church. If the Holy Spirit doesn't have you, he can't function. He can't do miracles. He can't raise the dead. Cripples can't walk. The blind cannot see. Because there are no vessels to use. Am I talking to somebody? You can go and order things. If you don't have an articulated truck to load them, the things will be there in the shop. So the things are waiting. They are there. We are waiting for articulators like you to carry the goods to where they are needed. That is why there are no miracles these days. Because there are no available vessels for the Holy Spirit to express himself through. Are you understanding that? Yes, he said your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You realize that all true scriptures, let's try and close. All true scriptures, the Holy Spirit is always looking for human bodies. Are you understand that? From the first time that God said, let us make man in our own, he made man out of dust of the ground. He breathed into his own nostrils. And the Holy Spirit saw what that dead body that rose back into life, that became a living being, could do. So then he became like a partner to human beings in order to manifest the supernatural things of God. So he found Noah and build an extraordinary thing that nobody has done before. An ark in the middle of nowhere where there was water. God used him to do that. Look at Moses, a human being. But God used him to terrorize Egypt and to bring all kinds. A man, at a point, Pharaoh, who said, I don't want to see your face, don't come. At a point, he was begging Moses, please, please, please. You just go in peace and everything, you know. Because Moses could stand there, and then he declared that, look, if by tomorrow your firstborn is still alive, I am not a man of God. And his firstborn died. They said, hey, this thing, we can't joke with it. Please go. The man could stand there and lift a rod, and the Red Sea would divide into two. And people will walk on the ground. I am talking about the Holy Ghost finding somebody. And he says, this is not Moses. For Moses himself, he was running away. For 40 years, he was a fugitive when the Holy Ghost was not there. But when the Holy Ghost came upon him, when the Holy Ghost came upon him, a normal human being, he lifts his hands and things are happening. The whole Red Sea is parting. Are you understanding that? And the Holy Spirit loves it. Because now he has found a vessel that he can use. Are you getting that? Here is a man who could stand there and then speak to a rock, and water is coming out. He lifts his hands and quails begin to fly all over the place. Do you think it's him? It's not him. It's the Holy Spirit at work in him. In those days, the Spirit of God came upon them, not even in them. When he was on them, look at the level of supernatural things that happen. When he is in us, because all we have filled is with Omutuo and all those things that we are conscious of, rice and chicken is what we are conscious of. The people that he was upon, outside them, the level of the supernatural that he experienced, we are nowhere near. Are you understanding that? Yes. Samson, look at the things he did. David, a little boy, he said, when the lion showed up, I made him small. When the bear also came, I made him small. You, this Goliath. This uncircumcised Philistines, by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, David was so conscious of the Holy Spirit, even when he sinned. He said, take not your Holy Spirit away from me. You can take everything, but I beg you for the Holy Spirit, leave him with me. Are you understanding that? That is how conscious we have to be of him. That the Holy Spirit can use us to do some things. Elijah, 16 miracles. Elisha, 32, because he said, I want a double portion. Are you understanding that? Yes. I want to see these things happen. Jesus was prophesied. And when Mary heard the prophecy, she said something. He said, how can this thing be? He said, the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you and he shall overshadow you. And that holy thing that shall be born of you shall be called the Son of the Most High God. And he said, she said, be it unto me according to your will. In other words, I am available. The Holy Spirit can do what he wants to do with me. Immediately she became pregnant. Because he said, I accept it. This is what it is. Are you understanding that? Yes. She went to visit Elizabeth. John the Baptist was in the womb. When the Holy Spirit found another vessel, immediately he baptized John the Baptist in the womb. And he somersaulted. The anointing hit him. A baby was anointed. And he was in a hurry to come out and do something. Are you understanding that? Look, the Holy Spirit, he is very interested in human vessels. When he sees a human body, oh, he's too happy. Because now he can work. Are you understanding that? Yeah. The student you are calling a failure, he is looking at a miracle worker. That this guy failed his exams yesterday, but today he can raise the dead. I don't think you are ready for such things. I am not saying go and intentionally fail. Go and study, get first class, and still be a miracle worker. Are you getting that? Yes. When he saw Jesus, Jesus came and he came to be baptized, said, okay, now I found another one. He immediately came and baptized him, filled him. And Jesus came working signs and wonders and miracles. He himself said, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. And he has anointed me. Acts 10:38. As God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, that he went about doing good, healing all manner of diseases, and all that were oppressed, because God was with him. Amen. The Holy Ghost was just too happy to find the body of Jesus. And when Jesus died, he was still interested. So Romans 8:11. It says, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken your mortal bodies. If that Holy Spirit is in you. So, this woman that you think is nothing, is just having one or two issues. All right. And as you are sitting here, your mind is even calculating some things. Okay? And all the things you are thinking about. The Holy Spirit is also wondering that. I wish I can just use you to open a blind eye. How about that? You say amen. He's looking forward to anoint you. So that when you lay these hands that you have been using to cook and wash babies, then carry babies and make makeup, these hands are actually supposed to heal sick people. You think your hands are only for making your hair? It's only one of them. Look at your hands. I said, look at your hands. These hands, they can heal the sick. If you allow the Holy Spirit to work on you. These hands that you have been using to rob ladies. As for you, your hands are for rubbing ladies' backs. But these hands are went to raise the dead. You see, they are not saying amen. This answer you have been using to rub ladies' hair. Worship time. Instead of lifting up your hand is at some lady's back. No, those people are not here.
One day I nearly went to shake some man in America.
Serious worship time. We are worship. People are worshiping. Then you are standing there with his girlfriend or wife for something. Yes. I said, look at you. How can signs and wonders happen when all you? I saw another man. He was rubbing his wife's pregnant stomach. Yeah. Can we see signs and wonders when all you are doing is you are rubbing your wife's big stomach? And the women are happy when that is so. My husband loves me. My husband loves me. You are happy when he's just rubbing you. You don't know that you are sacrificing a miracle worker. You are sacrificing a raiser of the dead. Amen. The things the Lord wants to do with us, you have no idea. Let's close. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Yeah? Do you want to hear what the Lord can do with you? Tell somebody you are not a failure. Amen. Oh, I am excited about what the Lord is going to do with somebody. First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Verse 3. Wherefore I give unto you to what? I give unto you to do what? To do what? Shake your neighbor and say, understand. That no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, and that no man can say Jesus is Lord but by the... Verse 4. Now there are diversities of what? Gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Here is the good news, verse 7. But the manifestation of the is given to three people in the church. To anointed men of God. To those who have been around for a long time. For those who became born again on Wednesday. The manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit is given to everyone. Say, including me. Those who don't believe, they are not saying including me. Look, if you will forget everything I've said, this one, don't forget it. That you are included. In whatever the Lord wants to do with the Holy Spirit here on earth. Your name is on the list. He is giving to every man that don't get confused, every human being. That's why he said in the last days, he will pour out his Spirit and they will begin to prophesy. Your name is on the list. In 2 weeks' time, a dead person is supposed to come back to life. How do you know that your name is the one that is on the list for the Lord to use? You see, nobody said amen. Yes. The manifestations, the operations, diversities. So what is confusing you is that this person is doing this thing. I can't do the same thing. You can do another thing that the Holy Spirit can do. There are gifts of the Spirit. We call them the nine gifts. There are more than nine. Tongues, interpretation of tongues. You know, when we became born again, after worshiping church, some of you have never seen such a thing before. I mean, somebody will start prophesying in tongues there. And somebody there will interpret what they are saying in tongues, in a language that we can understand. This is a manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. Why is it not happening today? Because when the Lord says, start prophesying, because your mind is on your phone, you are replying WhatsApp messages and Telegram, whatever. You, in worship time, you are looking at naked women on TikTok, right? And you have gone to buy a screen for your phone that somebody standing there cannot see. And you are watching things. How can the Holy Ghost speak to you and tell you that start prophesying when you are on TikTok? Even if you are not looking at it in church, before you came, you have filled your mind with this. So once, instead of seeing supernatural visions, you are seeing the pornography that you are watching. You are sitting in church and you are checking the ladies that are in front of you. How can the Holy Ghost show you visions? You are analyzing them and studying them. And you are constructing the raps in your mind. What you are going to say. How can you prophesy with such things? It won't work. All you are thinking is a text message that the guy sent to you that he's breaking up with you. So, for 3 weeks, that message cannot leave your mind. So, when somebody is even prophesying in tongues, the Holy Spirit is giving you the interpretation. All you are thinking is about, oh, Johnny. So, if you don't take care, if you open your mouth, what is going to come out? You see why we are not profiting from the gifts of the Spirit? The gifts of healing. The gifts of the manifestation of word of wisdom. Word of knowledge. All these things, prophesying, they are not for men of God. It is given to everybody to profit from it. So the problem is not the Holy Spirit. It is us who have gone on leave, abandoned the Holy Spirit, and now we have become AI specialists. Even preaching, people are using AI to preach. They won't fast and pray for a message. They just go, give me a message on faith. That is why the preaching is dry. There is nothing. He won't confirm AI message with signs following. But the good news is the Holy Spirit is waiting for you to do something with you. Amen? Are you ready for such things? After dancing, may you do miracles. After dancing, may you heal the sick. After dancing, may you preach the gospel. Are you ready for such things? an anointing for dancing. Huh? Yes, not just the skills. Get an anointing for what? For dancing. Get an anointing for singing. A prophet wanted to prophesy and hear the true word of God. He said, bring me a minstrel. Let her sing. And as he says that, the word of the Lord came. You are not in the choir just to come and sing alto. And just moving to the left and to the right. You can be anointed. That as you are singing, somebody at the back there with a terrible stomachache just gets hit with the anointing. The choir can be singing here and signs and wonders can break loose in this place if we are filled by the Holy Ghost. That's how God wants church to be like. Can I prophesy to you? It is coming. I said it is coming. Because now God is raising vessels, raising people, young people, with the power of the Holy Ghost. God is raising people who are going to carry supernatural power, carry an anointing. God is bringing us into some relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is ready. All he wants are people who say, here we are, use us. That is the difference between the church of today and the church in the Bible. They made themselves available. Let's close. Jesus said, go and wait for the promise of the Father. You realize, the Bible says, mommy, that when Jesus was raised from the dead, he appeared to people and mentioned 500 people that he appeared to. How many were in the upper room? 120. Where were the 380? They didn't show up. They didn't, even though they saw Jesus rise from the dead, they didn't go to the upper room. So the 120 that went there, right? This is where I said, we have to move out at the general knowledge of the Holy Spirit, general hearing, and come to a place where he says, me, I want to experience the Holy Spirit. So when he said go, he said to all of them, between there and the day of Pentecost, it was an individual affair. Those who wanted to receive, they went to the upper room. And for 10 days, they were there waiting for the Holy Spirit to come. When he came, he saw that they were all together in one place, Acts chapter 2, verse 1, with one accord. And he came like a rushing mighty wind. He said, let me go quickly before these people change their minds. Before somebody comes to call them. Before they leave. So he came. But I like something. He said he filled each one of them. And fire sat upon each one of them, of the 120. May you be part of the 120. May you desire the Lord. Now it is me. I want it. It's not about you and your friend. It's not about you and your twin sister. It's not about you and this my friend is not doing. No. When it comes to that one, it is you and the Holy Spirit. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. It is you and the Holy Spirit. You have to desire him. From today, make it your daily prayer. See God. Disturb heaven until you are anointed. Pray and always ask the Lord. I need to be anointed. I need the power of the Holy Spirit. Imagine Jesus, the Son of God, went into the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights. He was just praying that, oh Lord, anoint me. I am the Son of God. I was conceived and born by the Holy Spirit, but still I need to be anointed. So day 1, day 2, day 3, day 17, day 24, day 31, day 35, to day 40, he was there. Thank God. Luke 4:14, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit.
May you return from here in the power of the Spirit. Receive it in the name of Jesus. May you return in the power of the Spirit. Take it. Don't stop him. Hey!
You don't know what is happening to him. You are stopping him. Ashes, when somebody is falling, just help the person not to hurt himself and put the person down. One day, I don't want to say it. Listen, the Lord is looking for you. He's done with Peter. He's done with John. He's done with Paul. You are the next Paul.
Amen.
I don't think you believe that. You are the next Mary Magdalene. You are that. In the upper room, there were women and there were children. We have a mentality that, oh, men of God, men of God, men of God. As you are standing here, you, in the books of heaven, it is written about you. That one of these days, there will be a miracle in Congo. And you will be the person the Lord will use. Receive it. The healing power of God. May it come upon you. May you become a sign and a wonder. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. May you become a sign and a wonder. Peter was walking about. He didn't know. That's why he denied Jesus. If he had known what was going to come, right? But here was the same Peter on the day of Pentecost. He preached one message. 3,000 people say, I want to give my life to Jesus. He went to the temple at the time of prayer with John. Saw a man sitting there. He said, look on us. Did you hear what he said? He said, look, do what? Look on what? Look on who? Look on who? This is the man that couldn't catch fish some time ago. This is the man that denied Jesus 3 times. But something made a difference in his life. When the power of the Holy Ghost came upon him, now he was confident enough to say this. Look at Peter preaching. After all he did, though, he told the Jews, you are those who deny Jesus. Yeah. The Holy Ghost made a difference. He even forgot about himself. And he said, you who deny Jesus. Yeah, because now he's speaking by the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, he turns you into another man, another person. Are you understanding that? Yeah. So he said, look on us. And he said, such as I have. Such as I have. He said, I give unto you. Tell your neighbor you have something. Yeah? He says, such as I have, I give unto you. You should be able to say that. You have wraps. But you have more than that. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. Such as I have, I give unto you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Such as I have, I give unto you. So receive it. Such as I have, I give unto you. Such as I have, I give unto you. Such as I have, I give unto you. You see, something is going to happen in Madagascar. Oh, I was coming to you and you're already gone. Such as I have, I give unto you. Your house will be too sweet. Your house will be too sweet. With the testimonies that are coming. You are going to walk in the miracle ministry. Miracle ministry. You see? The kind of things you will tell me today. It takes that kind of power to walk in those dimensions. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You see, where the world is going, the church, we need power. They are seeing all kinds of sophisticated things. Now they are building the tallest building in the world. Do you know how many floors that is? And it's a different thing altogether. The things they are doing, not all of them is published. you are going to hear some fantastic things. And this is what the world is going after. God needs something to supersede what they are doing in order for people to believe in the real thing. And that is where you come in. That is where the Holy Spirit is looking for you. To do something that has never been done. Somebody, you be the first person in your family for the Lord to use you to do something like this. Lift up your hands unto God. Holy Spirit, move me now. Good enough. Make my life whole again. Whole again. Spirit, Spirit, move. Over me, Spirit, move. Over me, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
oh.
Move me now,
move me now.
Make my life whole again.
Whole again. Say Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
oh,
move me now,
move me now,
make my life whole again,
whole again.
Spirit, move,
Spirit, move. Second home.